You're listening to the Outer Banks This Week podcast, a place for people to hear what's going on up and down the beach and get the truth about what really goes on around the Outer Banks. So here we go.
All right. Thank you so much, Lexi. Outer Banks This Week podcast, episode number 60, all brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio. Kelly will be here momentarily to be on the show with me. Hey, if it has doors, it can be yours. Go look at his inventory online at kellysobxauto.com. He's coming in, as I said a few moments ago, he's coming in to talk to us about the car show that's coming up on, I believe, May 4th. Also, how he got his start, what started Kelly's Automotive, where he started, where he is now, and how if you come on vacation, you can leave with new transportation. You can also get yourself a shed as well, all online at kellysobxauto.com. Oh my gosh, what a fantastic weekend this past weekend was. Now today I'm recording, today's Monday, it's tax day. Not exactly a day that everybody loves and appreciates, but it is my grandfather's 92nd birthday in heaven, that is. He's not with us anymore, but that's how I remember what today is because it is my granddaddy's 92nd birthday. But over the weekend, it was just great. I had a lot of fun. I umpired a couple of baseball games for the 8U League here in Manio. That was a good time. I got razzed by some of the parents, some of the coaches. But that's the name of the game when you sign up to umpire. So that was a lot of fun. Ended up hanging out with some friends of ours that evening. My son Austin went over to his buddy Maddox's house, went over there and hung out with them for a little while. That was a lot of fun. Had a great day at church on Sunday. I got a lot done Sunday afternoon. Washed the car, mowed the yard, and just got a lot of things accomplished that I wanted to get done. So, you know, at the end of it all, and then I ate dinner at my parents' house that night, and it was great. I felt very accomplished, and just a great weekend all the way around. Oh, and the Braves, my Atlanta Braves were playing the Florida Marlins, and Marcell Ozuna hit a three-run shot to propel them to victory in the top of the ninth inning in Miami. I was sitting there watching that game. I just gotten finished yesterday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, trying to get all of my things done that I needed to get done. And I'm watching the Braves are down like 7-6, something. I can't remember. I think it was 7-6. And it's like, oh, here we go. And like, come on, guys. Don't be choke artists. Y'all choked the day before. Let's not be choke artists today. Next thing you know, Marcell Ozuna, booyah, the big bear, as they call him. I was like, nice. That was just icing on top. That was just made for a great weekend. So all in all, I had a fantastic weekend. I hope yours was as well. Oh, gosh. Okay. Something that I need to talk about real quick is this happened to me the other day and I thought about following the individual on the road, but I was like, no, I got my kids in the car and it just probably won't end well for me anyway. Little PSA. This is going to be a PSA. And I talked about this, I feel like last year at some point on the podcast, but we're going to bring it up again. If you drive on the Outer Banks, so let's say from Highway 64 in Manio, starting right there by the Roanoke Island Fitness Lab, if you're coming from the north, and you go all the way through Manio, go over to the Manio Nagshead Causeway, and all the way up Highway 158, which turns into 168, all the way to the Virginia state line, okay? There's this piece of the highway. It's called the turning lane, okay? It's called the turning lane. That lane is reserved for people that are merging over to get out of the flow of traffic to make a turn either right or left. Most of the time, it is going to be a left turn, regardless of which direction you're coming from. Now, there is that occasional merging from the turning lane. Now, let me tell you how to properly navigate that, because I had some clown merge into me and start driving. I mean, got off of a side street or a business or whatever into the turning lane, rather, and gun it and start running full steam down the middle of that turning lane. Couple reasons why that's a bad idea. And then they try to merge in as I'm driving at the correct speed limit and try to push me over. I was like, Captain, this is not how this is going to work. It's not how this is going to work. Let me tell you why that's dangerous. Number one, to get into that turning lane and then start driving to try to merge into oncoming traffic or ongoing traffic, rather, and driving at a full rate of speed, you never know if somebody else coming from the other direction is going to try to get into the turning lane and turn to a business going across traffic. You could hit them in a head-on collision, and it would be bad for you and them and probably some other drivers on the road, okay? Don't do that. Do not use the turning lane to drive into. See, I will say I was that guy at one point, and then I had someone correct me on driving etiquette with the turning lane. So I haven't done it since. Okay. If you are coming from a side street or a business and you are getting, you're going to get back in with the flow of traffic and you use the turning lane to do so, you stop, you wait until you see a break, and then you proceed to move into traffic. Now, if you're going like 5, 6, 7 miles per hour down the turning lane and then merge in, that's one thing. But I'm not talking 25, 30, 35, 40, 60 miles an hour. It's absolutely wrong, and you could kill somebody if somebody else decided to merge in. I'm telling you, I pray against it happening this year. I pray against it right now because it will not end well if you do that. So when you're using the turning lane, you turn. Likely you're going to turn left. Or if you're merging into oncoming or with the flow of traffic, you creep slowly and then merge in, or you stop completely and then merge in. That's how you operate the turning lane on the Outer Banks. Okay. Glad we got that out of the way. Just a little PSA, because I will not, if I can move over for you, I will. Okay. But I'm not going to slow down to let you in. I'm not. So PSA, if you got any issues with that, podcast at outerbanksthisweek.com. I welcome your comments. Okay. Let's move on, shall we? Yes. Kelly Mitchell will be here in just a little bit and we'll talk to him, but hey, news. There is a little piece of news that I'm going to mention, and it's kind of a down-the-road piece of news. For all other news, you're going to want to go to samwalkerobxnews.com and listen to he and Emily on their podcast, the Sam and M Podcast. But this piece of news is the Wawa that's fixing to open on May 16th. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't get the hype. Of course, I'm going to go check it out. I've got to, all right? It seems like everybody, oh, they're all hyping it up. Great. I'm not going to, it's number one, it's like 25 minutes from my house. Unless I'm up in Kill Devil Hills where this Wawa is fixing to open right across from the Target, I might stop in and see what the fuss is all about, but I just don't understand what's so exciting. I don't understand what's so exciting about a Wawa. Is it there a restaurant in there? Are they excited? How does this all make sense? I need somebody to explain this to me, because right now, great, we got a Wawa coming. It's got like 30 gas pumps. That's pretty cool. You don't have to wait in line anywhere, but we got plenty of gas stations. Hey, cool. If you're a Wawa person, great. Okay, they're cool, but whatever. Oh, that Captain Marty. We love us some Captain Marty here at Outer Banks this week. Been doing his fishing reports, telling his stories, and you can go online to outerbanksthisweek.com and listen to those fishing reports. If you're a fishing person, strongly suggest you listen, because he calls all the different tackle shops, all the piers, all the marinas, and he gets the info and figures out where the fish are biting or what fish are biting, and gives you an idea of where they're biting. Now, you know, there's a lot of fishermen out there, they got their honey holes. He's not going to tell you where that honey hole is. If they tell him, it's strictly confidential. Captain Marty will not reveal a honey hole. You've got to find it yourself. He'll say, hey, they were catching a lot of puppy drum down in Hatteras in the Sound, down around Hatteras Village. But he's not going to tell you where around Hatteras Village, for example. He's not going to tell you, oh, right outside the mouth of Teach's Lair Marina or anything like that. Because then he's revealing somebody's honey hole, and that's fighting. People fight. I'm not even kidding. You reveal somebody's honey. I would be afraid for somebody who tried to fish over top of Lee Scarborough from Teach's Lair Marina. Oh, my man, Lee. I love him so much, but he's not going to reveal his honey hole to you, nor will Captain Marty reveal the honey hole. All right, so just keep that in mind. But you can listen to all the fishing reports and all the stories online, OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Click on the tab, and he's on all of your major streaming platforms as well. Go subscribe, like, all that fun stuff. All right, before we get to Mr. Kelly from Kelly's Automotive in Mania, I got a couple of shout outs I want to do. I actually have like five. And if you're a listener to the podcast, please let me know. Podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. It's podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. All right, quick shout outs. Let's see. I want to shout out first. This one comes from a listener. His name is Mr. Carson Wagner, local boy here on the Outer Banks. Good old God fearing wine cheeser. He said, Justin, look, you need to shout out to Tomas from La Fagata's in Nag's Head. And I couldn't disagree with that at all. He is 100% correct. Tomas from La Fagata's in Nag's Head watched a lot of us grow up, especially here in the Mania Wanchese area, Nag's Head area. That's where we went for our Mexican food for the longest time. Still go there. And Tomas, I remember meeting Tomas when I was in high school. Fantastic guy. Love that family. They're wonderful folks over at La Fagadas. I love the Nag's Head La Fagadas. They got one in Kitty Hawk, and they also have one in Avon. But Tomas, little shout out to you, courtesy of Mr. Carson Wagner. Thank you for always being cool, always being welcoming, always being just a great, hospitable person. Love that guy. Tomas, tip of the cap to you here from Outer Banks this week. I need a shout out to my buddy Aaron from Teach's Lair Marina. He actually has a birthday on the 19th. He's not too much older than I am, but I don't know exactly how old he is, so I'm not going to say, but Aaron's pretty awesome, dude. Love me some Aaron Midget down at Teach's Lair Marina, so a little shout out to him for his birthday. I need a shout out to my guy, Adam Dye, all right? My man, Adam, he'll hit me up at least once or twice a week and just tell me something cool or tell me about how church was on Sunday. He gives me great ideas for the podcast. He's just a fantastic dude. And Mr. Adam, I just want to say thank you for your support, man. You're always uplifting, always motivating, always supportive of the podcast, brah. And I appreciate you so much. And I think you, was it your daughter's fourth birthday? I think that's what you sent me. Happy birthday to her, if that is the case. I don't have my phone right in front of me. Otherwise, I would confirm. But hey, man, dude, thank you for being cool. And I also want to shout out to Mr. Sean Sparkman. I shout out to him not long ago, and he emailed me. He said, hey, man, thanks for the shout out. Really look forward to hanging out with you sometime in September. Well, Mr. Sean, I look forward to the same interaction. When you come down in September, you let me know. Maybe we can get on the podcast and do a thing. You can tell me about some of your favorite places and things to do on the Outer Banks. Coming from someone that comes here on vacation, that's what I want. I know what I think people like, and I get little pieces of intel from people all the time about what they like about the Outer Banks. But who better to do it than somebody who regulars on the same thing with you, Mr. Adam. I can't wait to meet you. I haven't even met you yet, but listen, I look forward to these meetings. And again, if you're a listener of the podcast, I'd like to have a big podcast party at some time, at some point, you know, where we take over like Fish Heads or something and have a big soiree there. And just all the people that listen to the podcast and all the sponsors and everything, just have a big Outta Banks This Week podcast party. Be hard to pull off to get everybody there at the same time. But hey, I'd be willing to try if people want to show up for it. So we shall see. Last but not least, I want to shout out to Miss Carolyn Silva. Miss Carolyn, I believe, is from the Arizona area of the United States. So don't quote me on that. She is a rep for Yamaha engines, boat engines. And I spoke with her on the phone the other day talking to her about some business stuff. And she's a podcast person. And she said she was going to listen to the podcast. So, Miss Carolyn, thank you for listening to the Outer Banks This Week podcast. And again, if you're a listener of the podcast, you want to shout out, you got any ideas for things you want us to talk about, any ideas for places to go? I know I've gotten a few floated out there before, and they're good ones, and I'm working on them. So if you're someone who has floated an idea to me, I promise I got it in the works, okay? I have different things I got to prioritize different ways, but I promise you, if you sent me a suggestion of any sort, I've got it in the works, okay? Don't think that I haven't. I know there was a request for places to exercise on the Outer Banks or where you can go on the beach for or things you can do in the sand for good exercise. I got that one coming up here in the near future, you know? I got a bunch of different things, outdoor activities to do. All sorts of fun. So keep that in mind. Just because I haven't gotten to it yet doesn't mean I'm not. But if you have any ideas, podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. All right, coming up, hey, Kelly's getting ready to walk in the door. We're going to talk to him from Kelly's Automotive in Manio. But hey, look, if you're looking to do some fishing like Captain Marty likes to do and you want to get out there on the water, you can go to Red Drum Tackle in Buxton. And I want to shout out to them specifically because Red Drum Tackle was the very first, when we first brought Captain Marty on to work here at Outer Banks This Week, they were the first to sponsor him. They were the very first to sign up and sponsor him. No questions asked. They said, we want Marty. I said, well, you got Marty. So Red Drum Tackle in Buxton.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
All right, as I stated earlier, I got Kelly Midget in here with me today from Kelly's Automotive in Manio. Kelly, how are you, man?
I'm doing real good. Hope you are.
Man, I'm doing about as... I ain't doing nearly as good as you, but one can try. One can dream. And I think that's kind of where all this started, was a man and a dream in some ways. Now, we're going to talk to Kelly about a couple things today. I want to talk to Kelly about how he got started, where he is today, where he would like to go. And just as I always like to do whenever I bring these guests in, I like to see, learn more about that person themselves, as well as the different things that they do. Now, one thing that Kelly definitely does, as a lot of my guests have done, but Kelly has been doing for ever since his existence, is really poured back into the local community. And I want to hear a little bit more about how that, what he does and how he goes about doing it. So let's start from the beginning, Kelly. From what I understand, you got this business up off the ground in what, 2010, is that right?
That's correct, 2010, yep.
Okay, now did you just wake up one morning and be like, you know what, I think I want to start selling cars today? How did this work, man?
Let's see. 2010, so early 2010, I was working for Outer Banks Pest Control.
Okay.
And the owner, Bob, is now my father-in-law. But this was before he was my father-in-law. I worked for him. And I remember one day I worked from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. You know, I did the early mornings. And then I've always been a company man, is what he said. There's a company man and there's guys that just want a paycheck. And he would always tell me, he said, you're a company man. You know, you'll, if something needs to be done, you'll do it. So they knew who to call when I was supposed to get off at 2 p.m. and there was a bed bug call in Corolla. They knew who to call.
Okay.
And so they called me. And I worked from that day from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I didn't bother me. I was happy to do it. But I just remember thinking, I said, if I'm going to work this hard, I should really work for myself. You know, because just that day, I just kind of realized I'm not going to be this young forever. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to push this hard forever. And so if I'm going to do it, I should really do it. So that's when I kind of sat down and I started putting a business plan together. And my original business plan was to be an appliance repairman.
Okay.
Right? And so I went and sat down with SCORE up at the chamber.
Uh-huh.
And met with those guys. And I presented my business plan. And they said, you want to be an appliance repairman, do you? I said, well, yeah, I think so. I think there's probably a need for it. There's not a lot of them around here. And everybody has appliances. And they said, well, what do you know about appliance repair? I said, I don't know anything. I'm going to have to go to school for it. And so they walk me through it. And they're like, they're saying, all right, so, you know, how are you going to afford school and to live? And I was like, oh, that's a really good question.
Mm.
So when they said, go back to the drawing board, come up with something else, you know? And I'm like, what do I know how to do? And I knew how to clean cars. I'd been cleaning cars since I was 15, you know? And I started out at Lake Norman Chrysler Plymouth Dodge Jeep Eagle. Back in the day.
You didn't say Jeep Eagle, did you? Now you're dating yourself a little bit, Kelly.
Back in the day. And so I knew how to clean cars. And I just started, every time I've had a business idea, I just talk about it with everybody I see. If I go to lunch and somebody says, hey, what have you been doing? I say, well, I've been thinking about blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Right. And it sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't. At this time, I was also looking for a truck, right? And I ran into a fella at the bank. He used to own North River Sales and up in Currituck. And he was at the ATM. I was waiting in line for him. And I said, man, that's a pretty truck you've got. I said, is it for sale? And he smiled real big. His name was Al. And he went and pulled out this huge for sale sign that he had in the window that he would put in the windshield when he would park his truck. And we got to talking. Anyhow, I ended up, that was my first detailing gig on okay. my own. Yeah, I was still working pest control. And he hired me to come up and clean cars. Then I started cleaning some cars for Bobby Tolson. And so I would leave pest control, slide over to Tolson's lot, leave my pest control truck out back, pick up one of his trucks and take it home. And I'd clean it at night and take it back to him in the morning, get my pest control truck, go kill bugs all day.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's kind of how I got started. I just started detailing and went and saw Beth Twine. I used to clean her car. And I said, Beth, I need a storefront. I need like a detail shop where people can see me. So she sent me down to Jerry Combs, down at Barry's Used Cars, across, you know, used to be across from Pizza Hut. And I walked in, and Jerry said, "How can I help you?" I said, "Well, I'd like to see about renting your bay to do some detailing." I said, "Would you rent me the bay?" He said, "I'll rent you the bay, and I'll sell you the whole dang place."
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, "Easy there, big fella." I said, "I probably can't even afford your rent. Let's start there." So I started. We started there. I started. I rented his shop, and it was a win-win for him because I'm renting the shop, and he needed some help. He still sold tires and things. So he taught me how to do tires, and one thing led to another. Man, what a story. I went to my father and I said, "Hey, I need some investment help here." And he said, "Well, I don't think I'm your guy, but I know a guy." And so he rigged me up with Derek Guthrie, and Derek had just fallen out of a tree and broken his back.
Lord.
He was a boat builder.
Uh-huh.
He was trimming some trees, fell out of the tree, broke his back. And all of a sudden he's starting to think, "I wonder if I can work. I don't know if I can work. I don't know how this injury is going to pan out." So he was kind of looking for something to do to make some money. Perfect timing. Absolute perfect timing. And we're not business partners anymore, but we were perfect business partners. We never argued. He let me, every dumb thing I did, he just let me do it. And, you know.
That's a good business partner right there.
Yeah, because I was like 1,000% gung-ho, and he was a lot bit more conservative. It just really worked out. It was the perfect storm. You know, they say everything happens for a reason. You know, so him falling out of that tree has me sitting here today pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So that's how the business plan came together. It just kind of, I was looking to rent a detail shop, and really, so here was my plan selling cars was Jerry wanted to get out and I wanted to rent the whole shop, but I couldn't make it just on detailing. I'd done the numbers. There's no way I could detail enough cars in a day to cover the nut. So my plan was to sell one car a month. If I could sell one a month, I could pay the rent off of that one car, and the rest would just be detailing money, and I could still make my living detailing like I always did.
Okay.
Or like I had been for that year. I'd left pest control and gone full-time detailing. So that's where it started. I, you know, the sign out front used to say auto sales, detailing, oil changes, and tires, you know, and
right. Then
one by one, I would call Clockman and say, "Hey, I need a white piece of vinyl to cover up tires or to cover up oil changes."
Yeah,
you know, we're cutting things out. And it got to where I was just too busy. Customers would drop their cars off to be detailed, and then I would be busy on the lot all day, and I'd have customers in and out, and I couldn't finish their details in time. And I was starting to let people down. And so I had to make the decision to stop detailing, you know, for the public. And I would still detail the lot cars. So one by one, we just cut out oil changes, tires, detailing, and only sold cars. And that's where we kind of came up with the slogan, you know, Kelly's Automotive, we sell cars.
You know,
it's like, I was like, well, what do? We don't do tires. We don't do oil. What do? We sell cars. That's what we do.
Right.
And we had to kind of go back to that when, you know, we moved from the small lot up to the bigger lot now in 2018. And we were doing towing and rentals and service, and it was just a madhouse. And round about the time the pandemic came, you know, that lockdown was good for me because we were able to stop for half a second and breathe. And kind of, I looked around, and I was like, I kind of like this, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of liked it being quiet. So we got back. Yeah, you know, I started talking with the guys, and we were talking about this and that and the other thing. And I said, let's just get back to what we do. You know, we sell cars. That's what we do best. And if we cut out all the other stuff, all the other busy work, we can really focus on that and offer a better service. So that's what we did, and that's what we've been doing.
Well, it seems like it's working. It's definitely something, I mean, that you have you've been very good at it. I mean, if you've ever talked to Kelly, he's definitely a very personable guy. He's definitely a friendly face, and he'll definitely talk to you, you know? So I can see where it was easy to just the business to keep growing. And I mean, as soon as somebody speaks with you and has a conversation with you, there's a rapport established with you, and they'll remember you, you know? That's one thing about Kelly that I can say personally that you can rely on for sure, that the dependability factor and everything, he's got it all. So you're selling cars. Do you want to get bigger? You want to just kind of stay where you're at? Like what are you thinking?
It's such a great question.
Because you're pretty big, Kelly. I'm not even going to lie. If you ride by his lot, there's rarely is there an empty slot. Kelly, and it's used cars. You're not under a blanket of anybody like Ford or Chrysler or anybody like that. These are pre-owned vehicles.
Yep. Everything's pre-owned. And it looks easy. I remember very vividly when I would clean cars for Bobby Tolson. And I remember saying, he's got it made. I thought this to myself, and now I know exactly how wrong I was. But I thought, man, I'm doing the hard work, and he's in there soaking up the gravy, and so wrong. It's so involved, I think everybody should. I think kids when they're about 14 in school, this is way off topic, but I think kids when they're in school should take, like at 14 years old, maybe you have to spend 6 months. In hospitality, restaurant, hotel, something. 6 months in the bank, 6 months in the auto industry, whether it be in a service bay or on the sales floor, and spend really get time in these different businesses so you understand how it goes. It's really a hoot. I don't know the answer. Do I want to grow? Sometimes I reminisce and think about how nice it was down at the old lot.
It was right. Just.
Man, oh man, I could just I'd put a sign on the door says gone to auction, be back tomorrow, and it was like, it's really hard to do that nowadays. I don't know if I want to grow. When we moved in 2018, I was so restless. I couldn't wait to grow and do more and expand. And our growth was a little too big, a little too much all at once. And I remember somebody asking me, they said, you sure you want to do all this? And I was like, heck yeah.
Right.
So naive. I love looking back and seeing, just how, but that's, you almost have to be like just blindly confident, and that's where so much of my success has come from, is just being just blindly confident, like probably not even equipped to do the things I was standing up to do, but just doing them, but that's, your question is a perfect lead into what our scholarship is this year.
Okay. All right. Let's go there then, because there is, as I was saying a little bit ago, Kelly gives, it's almost like it's its own hashtag. Like I was saying at the St. Patrick's Day parade, hashtag call Kelly, because Kelly towed our float in the St. Patrick's Day parade this year. And we're very thankful for that, by the way.
That was a good time.
That was a lot of fun. But I was just walking up and down going, hashtag call Kelly. But it's like, Kelly gives back, and like I've had, some of the folks in the past that have given back to the communities in so many ways, this gentleman is definitely up towards the top of that totem pole for somebody who gives back to the local community, because every time I turn around and I'm looking at an event or something with the school or something anywhere in this community, and it's like brought to you in part by, or thankful for people like, and then it has a couple of us. You always see Kelly Automotive. Kelly Automotive. Hey, what's that? Oh, that's Kelly Automotive. Kelly did that. Kelly helped us with that. So you have created, let's talk about, this scholarship. What is this exactly?
So it's another thing that's kind of growing and evolving. It started as just one day it kind of dawned on me, that I had never heard of any scholarships for kids going straight to work at a high school or kids going to a trade school. It seemed to always be scholarships for kids going to traditional 2 or 4 year schools.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. School can be really good if the student's ready for it, the student's focused on it. And that's kind of where I come in, is I'm saying, hey, whatever you're focused on, whatever you put your most concentration on, is that's what you're going to become. You're going to, if you want to do good at X, Y, or Z, you can be. So our scholarship started as a scholarship for students, just a little pat on the back, just a little, football slap, just to say, hey, get out there and do something. You're going to be a chef. You need some knives. What do you need? You need some work boots. What do you need? And put some money towards that. And this last year, your question about do I want to grow? Do I want to stay the same? What do I want to do? I started asking myself, what is success? Like, what does success mean to me? Mm. Because tell you, it's a great question. It's probably changed multiple times from the time I wanted to be an appliance repairman to now, 14 years later, 15 years later. And so that was this year, the kind of the theme of our scholarship is we wanted kids to write us a short or long essay, their choice, on what does success mean to you. And we had several applicants, and it really one of the essays that almost had the least information, you know, like the least story. It was just kind of ideas. You know, the kid was like, well, success could be this, it could be this, it could be this. And I thought, you know, even though it wasn't exactly what I was looking for, I felt so like that kid is probably now thinking, you know, I don't know if you've ever written an essay. We'll probably think of some really cool things we should have said after we finish this podcast, right?
Yeah. Oh, but yeah.
Like, you know, like hindsight's always 20/20. So I'm thinking that like that kid probably will be thinking, you know, what is success? Because I don't know if I ever thought about it. I think we just think, oh, we want to make a lot of money and be really successful and happy. Really? And it's like, well, how does that look? You know, how does it look? Because the bigger you get, the busier you get. Yeah, I was telling somebody the other day, everybody thinks they want to be their own boss and have their own job. But now instead of working for, you know, if you come work for the podcast and you work for this boss, and now if you are the boss, you work for every employee and you work for every customer. You also work for every vendor, you know, and
right.
Like you work for everyone, you know, so it's a full-time job being a boss. It seems like, you know, 15 years ago, I thought, oh, this is going to be cake, you know, like just hire some people, they'll do the work. It's not that easy. Mm-hmm. So what is success? You know, that's kind of, and through doing this, through putting that as the theme for the scholarship this year, I started thinking maybe that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what is it? You know, what do I want to do? I don't know. I've got half a plan, you know, work and see if any of the kids want to take over. You know, I got a couple of kids that are that are halfway interested, a couple of kids that don't seem any so interested whatsoever, you know, but part of that's my fault. You know, I was a little bit, I remember one of them, I was stressed out one day and he said, I do not want to sell cars. I said, why is that, buddy? He said, you're always stressed out.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, oh crap. I brought work home, didn't I?
Yeah.
So I try not to do that, but, I don't know what I want to do. I want to keep getting a little bit better. You know, we, as time clicks on, we get a little bit better and things become a little more routine. You know, cars are always going to give trouble. That's where, if we're going to have trouble, that's where it's going to be. You know, so we try to take care of the car trouble before we sell it. Because after you sell it, guess what? There's a customer attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to talk to you about something with my car in a little bit.
Now you don't have car trouble. Now you have people trouble.
So this scholarship is designed for, you said, for people that are trying to go to some sort of like technical school or to they're going trying to go to work, like to help kind of get them a little boost of some sort. Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do $1,000 per kid. We're going to do 3 kids this year. And it's just a bit of a boost of, you know, I just feel like there's not enough help. I know the girls, everybody in the guidance office, like they really care. They probably take it home, wear it to bed. Like they, you know, trying to give some direction. But if these kids are anything like I was at their age, they have no idea what they want to do.
No, yeah.
You know? And so like my time with my kids is spent between like, you need to figure out what you want to do, you know, and then also trying to be like, hey man, it's cool. If you don't know exactly, just be doing something, like be trying something. If something's going to stick. You're going to like something. You're going to be good at something. Just keep doing something. So yeah, it's somebody going straight to work out of school or going to a trade school. And I don't know that we specified that very good this year, now that I'm saying it out loud. But we had some pretty cool applications. We got some pretty neat stories.
Okay.
And it was really kind of encouraging to see that some of these kids are thinking about it. They're thinking on a different level than I was when I was 17 or 18.
Well,
that's for sure.
And that's beautiful. It's beautiful. I mean, and I know that's why I went like right into the Army right out of high school, because I knew I was going to go to, if I went to college, I was going to screw it up. Okay. I knew that, like, I just had no clue what I wanted to do. And I was like, well, while I'm figuring that out, let's go in the Army and let Uncle Sam beat up on me a little bit, which he did. And even when I got out, I still wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do. But, you know, through trials and tribulations, here I am. Something else. Let's shift gears. No pun intended. cars, you know. Let's shift gears back to, this is like Kelly, I'm going to call it Kelly Entertains. You have a car show. Let's talk about that car show. I want to hear about this car show. How did you get the idea? What kind of cars? When is it?
So it's not exactly my car show.
Okay.
We're just kind of a volunteer spot.
Okay.
We just, because we have such a super cool spot, we become kind of a staple. A lot of the hot rodders like to come back every year because there's no dust where we are. We have bathrooms. There's no porta potties. We have bathrooms with paper towels and soap and toilet paper, and hot rodders love that. This is Outer Banks Rod and Custom Festival. It's Mike Tillett.
Oh, Mike Tillett
and and crowd. They put this thing on, and they, you know, Mike Tillett put, I'm gonna say, a cool 10 years into this before we ever had the first car in Dare County. You know, before the first show ever happened, I'm going to say a cool 10 years. And he would go just religiously. He had his trailer wrapped. He went to every show, just talking about it. And it's become a huge thing. We've met some really cool people. We've actually made some actually good friends through this thing. But it's this year's May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I think. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Friday and Saturday are kind of the main days. Thursday's the check-in day. And so what we do, we're just kind of a support location. The main event will be over at the Nags Head event site. And that's where check-in will be. We had check-in during the COVID years. We had check-in at my place because the town couldn't let them use the big place.
Right.
And you talk about a madhouse. It was it was crazy. But it's such a good time. I mean, these guys love their cars. These cars are a work of art. You know, they're huge money in these cars. And so we just kind of move the cars, you know, we'll put all our inventory back in the impound and Thursday, and people will show up and hang out, and we're going to be cooking food, and it's a good time.
It is a good time. It is
really a good time. There were, last year, I don't know the exact numbers, there was over 800 cars, over 800 entries. So there's just going to be hot rods everywhere. There's a lot of cool sponsors, a lot of restaurants and places sponsor. And so you'll see hot rods from Kitty Hawk to Man's Harbor, just everywhere.
It's fun for me because, number one, my dad has a couple of cars. Number two, my wife, I mean, I like cars, but like, I don't geek out over them. And like, you know, like my dad and my wife do, but my wife will, she's like, oh, something's going on. She's like, something's going on over Kelly's. There's got to be, because she'll see cars up and down the road, you know, and it's fun because I'll be riding by. And, you know, of course, everybody's kind of rubbernecking, looking over at the cars and whatnot. Yeah, yeah. But there's also people that'll set up. They'll park at one of the neighboring lots and bring out their lawn chairs and just sit under the trees out there by the road and watch the cars come and go.
Yeah.
It's a spectacle.
It is.
And it's another way that you give. I mean, it's a way that you give back to the community as well, even without actually, you're providing a space for these cars to come, set up, open up, pop their hoods, open up the doors, and chit-chat with each other and network, and people just enjoy it, and they like it. Now, we must say that we do not condone the burning of the tires leaving the parking lot, as per Dare County Sheriffs in the town of Manio are not thrilled about that, so we do not condone such behavior, but if it happens, it happens.
We don't. Well, sometimes these guys, you know, they've been walking around all day, and their feet, the bottoms of their shoes get a little slippery. Sometimes it slips off the clutch.
It happens.
We tell them, hey, guys, you know, just be careful. But what I always tell our lovely police force when they show up, as I say, these guys don't want anything to happen to these cars. They don't want to tear them up. They don't want to get them sideways. You know, they just want to have a little bit of fun. But that is always a hot topic. You know, it's always a hot topic,
but it's all in good fun. Nobody's getting hurt.
Yeah. They don't want them to get out of control. And most of those cars are set up to go pretty straight. You know, like most of the drag cars, the race cars are set up to go straight and not get all squiggly. But the what we really like is when the kids come out.
Yeah. You know,
I remember as a kid going to the big car shows at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, you know, and you see these cars and talk to the guys, and they'll have posters, you know, the big posters made showing the build process on their car. And that's the neat stuff for us, is when the kids come out, because then we know, you know, like it's going to be ingrained in them. They're not going to forget it. The smells, the sounds, you know, you smell that racing fuel,
yeah,
smell a little bit of racing fuel with burnt rubber. It's like, hello, I mean, now we're talking, you know, that's the stuff dreams are made of.
Right.
And so these kids get this, you know, and the hope is that we keep the hot rod dream alive, you know, and keep it going generation to generation and don't electrify all our kids.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Electric cars have their place. So, you know, there's a place for them. It's just not at car shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. So you said that's May 2nd, May 3rd, May 4th.
Correctamundo.
And that's all. It's all the entire beach and everything. But you have things going on at your car lot as
Yeah. We'll be a hot little spot, but we won't be the only spot. I mean, there'll be a lot of hot spots going on. Nags at Event Site's going to be the big one. They'll have music. They'll have food trucks. They'll have all kinds of stuff going on over there. Last year was the first year. I don't know if this is the fifth. I think this is the fifth one. It might be the sixth. Last year was the first time I ever went to any other spot other than our spot. Because we're there working, you know,
yeah,
like we're manning the field, you know, we're there. And my dad got a Bel Air last year and he wanted to go riding a little bit. So we went over to the event site and we didn't stay long. It was a little bit dusty and the car was running a little bit warm actually. So we booked on back, you know, back to the safe space. And I hadn't even told Dad. He might hear this. His car's not going to be ready for the show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, buddy. I texted my mom last night. I said, I don't even want to tell him.
Yeah.
I don't even want to tell him his car's not going to be ready. But when it comes back, it's going to be, I mean, even way more gorgeous than it was. But it's at a good friend of mine's place, a guy I met through the car show. He's got a super sick Pro Charge Nova. It was twin turbo when I met him. He's got it and he's just been sprucing it up, touching it up, just fixing this, fixing that, you know, and it's just not going to be ready. So,
well,
Dad, maybe you'll hear it here first.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Breaking the news to him over the podcast. Okay. Oh. Well, Kelly, let's bring it back home. What could you sell me off your lot right now? And why should I buy from Kelly?
Well, I'd sell you anything you want. The reason I think people should buy from us is because we care. You know, we go through the cars, and I've got guys that work with me that have worked at other places, and I've had people over the years. I had a salesman, really good salesman, became a good friend of mine. He passed away last year, and he would often mention the level we went to recondition our cars. You know, when I took my first dealer license class, the instructors, the first thing they said is they said, show of hands, how many of you love your mothers? And of course, every hand goes up.
All right. Yeah.
And they're like, all right, here's the first rule in the car business. Don't put anything on your lot you wouldn't sell to your mother. And we're like, huh.
Okay.
Great way to start the class.
Yeah.
You know? And so then you get, car dealers have not always had the best reputation over the years, and things were way different before the internet. The internet was like the great equalizer in the car business. Before you come to my lot, you can look at Kelly Blue Book, JD Power, Black Book.
He's got his own blue book.
Yeah.
Come on.
Consumers typically come in and know more about the car than we do, you know, and they'll say, oh, I read this, 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 and this. We've not read all those things. We, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with all cars. But I think our reconditioning process, we're not perfect. We've missed things. We've fixed things, and then they didn't perform the way they were supposed to. But, you know, we've sold thousands of cars at this point. In 14 years, we've sold close to 3,000 cars, I guess. And I guess maybe more. You know, and so the number of people that are dissatisfied are way less than the people that are satisfied. And it just takes effort. You know, the hardest part about the car business is that we're selling a product that's guaranteed to give trouble at some point. All right. There's three parts stores on Roanoke Island alone.
Okay? Right.
Oh, how many mechanic shops are there from Mr. Barry's all the way down to Mechanics? Count all the ones in between.
There's quite a few.
Okay, David Light has two.
Yeah,
I mean, just by himself.
Yeah.
All right, so cars are going to give trouble, I promise. And I think it was Jim Broadhurst. He works for David Light now. great guy. He said, if you don't make time for your car's maintenance, it's going to make it for you, right? Like either you take care of it or it's going to put itself in the hospital.
Right, yeah.
And most of the time, when we see big trouble with cars, not all the time, but most of the time, it's due to lack of maintenance. So that's the hardest part, is that you could have a customer that completely neglects their car and fails to maintain it. And then when it breaks down, guess whose sticker's on it? It's still the car dealer's sticker.
Yes.
Right? And then so who looks bad, even though they weren't in the care, custody, and control of the dealer, you know? And it's a pretty tough business. But that's myself and my whole crew, the way we look at it is, let's fix the problem now so we don't have to fix the problem with a customer attached to it. Because at the end of the day, the repair costs the same. It takes the same amount of time. It's just, do you have an angry customer or do you not? You know?
Yeah.
So let's just fix the thing.
Well, I can tell you that when I was becoming in desperate need of a new vehicle.
It was getting close.
Yeah, it was getting pretty close. I actually had a mechanic not long ago who had worked on my vehicle, in my older vehicle in the past, and he told me, he's like, I'm so glad to see you got something different. He's like, we kept saying every time you'd bring it back, gosh, why is he wasting money on this thing? You know, he needs something.
It was a
new
Toyota, though. It was a Toyota.
It was, and it ran. It gave me so many. I had so many good times in that truck, and so many miles, and all those miles, but 5,000 of them were mine.
Yeah.
And I think when you took it from me, it had like 230 some odd thousand. I can't even remember now, but anyway, Carrie, my wife, had gone online. She was like, you got to get something different. We got to get you something different. I was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, it's just making sure I can afford, you know. She's like, look at this. 2014 Jeep Limited. Got in a Hemi. It's on Kelly's lot. And I was like, Kelly.
Sitting on four brand new sticker tires.
Yes, yes. I think they're still on there. But anyway, it was just, I knew it was going to be taken care of. I've known Kelly for a little while now, and I knew that everything was going to be right with it. And I honestly, I don't even think I test drove it. I think I just walked in and said, or I texted, I was like, yeah, don't boot that thing. I need it. I promise I'm coming to get it, man. I'm working on the bank right now. Yeah. I promise I'm coming to get it. And Kelly actually did. He's like, all right, man, I'm going to move this off to the side for you so you don't get nobody else. And I think somebody actually tried to look at it, and you're like, I've already moved that. That's already sold or whatever.
Yeah. The guys were like, Dakota's sitting there like tapping his toes, fingers. He's like, you sure it's sold? Are you sure it's sold? And I was like, he had somebody on it.
Well, and I greatly appreciate that, because I know you can't do it for everybody, you know, but you took my word that I was coming to get it, and I came and got it. And I really appreciate that. That meant a lot to me. And I got a shed from you too, Kelly.
Yeah.
I got a shed, because you got sheds on your lot that we didn't even talk about hardly. We haven't even hardly mentioned, but you're in the shed game too.
Yeah, I just kind of fell in that, actually. I didn't, if I had it my way, it would have been trailers instead of sheds. But I've had a little bit of trouble finding the right manufacturer that's close enough to home that I can actually afford the delivery and so much with the enclosed trailers. And the shed company approached me. They have a new building facility going up in Edenton. Mm-hmm. Should be open any day now. And they needed more dealers to feed. So they approached me, and the guy told me, Jeffrey, he said he'd ridden by several times, and he said, it's not perfect. They don't quite have enough room, but let's try it. So, and that's another thing with, I like to be kind of an opportunist, you know?
Right.
So at the car show, we're going to take all of our sheds and we're going to move them back in the impound, kind of make a little L shape. And that's going to be the start. My goal is to clear the impound out, but there's bank cars and abandoned cars. There's all kinds of mess back there, and I don't know what to do with some of it. You know, it's not exactly mine. I can't really get rid of it. So that's going to be our catalyst. We're going to start moving sheds back in the impound, and then after the car show, we're going to refill our little shed lot to the side. So we're going to double our shed inventory around the car show. The sheds are cool, though. It's a good company. They've been around since 1997, Old Hickory Buildings. Mm-hmm. And you can go online, you can go to oldhickorybuildings.com, design your own shed, your colors, your roof, your doors, your windows, wherever you want them, however you want them, within reason. There's some things you can't do.
Right.
And then you just email us that. We go over it, bing, bam, boom. You know, next thing you know, it's showing up at your house.
That delivery process was pretty
neat. It really is pretty neat. They've got it figured out. And speaking of that, they need another truck driver or owner operator to go out of Edenton. So if there's anybody listening that wants to operate one of these big, beautiful shed trucks and trailers. These trailers are nuts. I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity for that. I was going to say something else. I lost when you started talking about the delivery, it threw me off, but it is super neat the way they deliver them. They've got it figured out. They've got the whole thing just lock, stock, and barrel. Oh, the warranty on them. They've got a crazy warranty, like 30 and 50 years on the siding and the roof. And I was happy to hear a customer of ours who's also a vendor of mine in the car business with parts. He had a piece broken on his shed. He called, no trouble. They showed up the next week, bing, bam, boom, fixed it, done. I was very excited to hear about that because that was a big deal when I signed up with them. I said, listen now, you know, I've worked to have half a good thing going here. I don't want to represent your brand and you guys come in and start pulling shenanigans. We're not going to do that. And they assured me. They said, we got this. Like, we got it figured out. There's over 900 dealers in North America and Canada with this company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I made reputable. 70. Yeah, I was the 72nd dealer in the Carolinas to sign up. So they're a pretty big company. They're new to our area kind of, but pretty Loctite.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Well, Kelly, everybody can see this stuff online. They want to see what you can do. They can see your vehicles online. I'm on your website right now looking around. And you can go to kellysobxauto.com to get more details on how you can get a car, how you can get a shed, anything about his events and whatnot going on. He can talk to you about that. It's all online, kellysobxauto.com. And, dude, I'll tell you what. I've had a lot of fun with you in here today, and I've enjoyed kind of hearing a little bit more about I didn't realize that you had worked for Outer Banks Pest Control before. I didn't know that part. I had an idea about the other stuff.
Yeah.
But, and I was like, okay, yeah, his wife is the GM. Yeah,
she's,
that's right.
She's the
Queen Bee.
Queen Bee at Outer Banks Pest Control. Yeah, I don't know how she does it. She's an animal. I mean, she is an animal. Like, I think my job's tough sometimes. She's got it going on. There's like 30 something people there. They have a bajillion customers. You know, I don't know how she does it. She's amazing.
Anybody you want to shout out to real quick?
I want to, one more thing about the scholarship. If we can raise more money for the scholarship, we'll give more money away.
There you go.
We had our very first donor this year, Chip Phillips down at Island Insurance, saw the beauty in the scholarship, and he said, I want to be a part of that. And he wrote us a check, and we've applied that into the funds. That helped us. We had really locked into two scholarships per year and two recipients, and Chip gave us a little donation. I said, let's go ahead and make it three this year. We did three last year because it's so hard to choose when we get these applications.
Yeah, I bet.
It is so hard to choose if you've got to, you know, it's like, how do we tell one of these kids no, right? I mean, because there's no bad ones. They're all good. So if we can raise more money for the scholarship, we'll give more money away, you know?
Yeah, all right, that's good to know.
It is. It is good to know. We try to budget, you know, X number of dollars every year for our baseball, football, cheerleading, soccer, all of our sponsorships that we do.
Right.
And they grow. It's a lot, you know, after we do the Boosters Club and the all the stuff, it becomes a bit of a, you know, there's a lot of money going out.
Right.
So,
see, again, speaks to the heart of Kelly. Kelly's got a heart for his community. And I mean, if he could give it all away, I know he would, but he's got, you know, mouths to feed and he's got bills to pay too. Well,
if we can get these interest rates to come down and get the banks where they're happy again.
Yeah. There
and
you
then
go.
The banks cut loose a little bit and they'll, you know, be a little free with their, you know, during the pandemic, they're like, hey, just send us a car loan. We don't care about the customer. We don't care about anything. Just send us a loan. And now, you know, they want to know about your firstborn, your secondborn, you know.
Yeah.
How long did you work that job in high school? I'm like, dude, he's 40. They're like, yeah, but what did he do in high school?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All right, Mr. Banker. So, you know, as long as we keep rocking and rolling, we'll keep pushing back in the community. You know, I feel like most of us that work there are we've got more than we deserve. We all pretty well came from a little bit of nothing, and we just bust our butts and try to do right, and most of the time it works.
Well, you're doing a great job. And I mean, just it, and it's proven success, you know, it's proven excellence. So everything that you do and everything that you've been doing, it works out. It's working out really well for you. And again, proud to have you as a presenting sponsor of the podcast. It's yeah. it's glad when Kelly's like, yeah, man, I'll be happy to do that. It's like, my guy. Oh, yeah. Send me that car over there, too. You know, that's so anyway, Kelly, thanks for coming in, man. I really appreciate
glad
it.
Glad you had me.
He's online at kellysobxauto.com. Look for him May 2nd, 3rd, or May, yeah, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th mm-hmm. at his car lot. And going, there's other shows going on, or the show is going on countywide, I guess we could say, but you know, definitely stop in, pay him a visit, look at the cars. And if you're in the market for a vehicle or a shed, definitely consider getting up with Kelly and Dakota over there at Kelly's Automotive in Manio, right there on Highway 64. Can't miss it. You got to go past it to come in and out of Manio if you're going towards the beach, I guess we should say. You know, you can leave Manio a different way, but you get what I'm saying. Kelly's Automotive, kellysobxauto.com. Kelly, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, man.
What could possibly be more fun than watching a bottlenose dolphin swim and play in the water right beside you? Hop aboard HarborStar Dolphin Tours at Wanchese Marina and witness this remarkable animal up close. The HarborStar is a spacious 50-foot vessel with a wide, shady canopy that runs two-hour trips multiple times a day, including a breathtaking sunset cruise. To book your tour, go online to wanchesemarina.com and click HarborStar Dolphin Tours. See the majestic bottlenose dolphin up close with HarborStar Dolphin Tours.
Yes, Wanchese Marina, home of the HarborStar Dolphin Tours. I suggest you get on a dolphin boat and go out and see the bottlenose dolphin up close, and HarborStar can do that for you. Just go online to WanchesMarina.com, click on the HarborStar, and book your trip. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know we're going to be getting out there soon as a group here at Outer Banks this week and going out there and doing some video for them, so really, really looking forward to that. Again, WanchesMarina.com. Find the HarborStar Dolphin Tours. All right, we're going to go through some events. Let's see. If you know of any events, let me know what they are. Podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. I'll gladly talk about them. Otherwise, go online to OuterBanksThisWeek.com, click on the events tab, and everything that I'm going to mention right here is posted up there. As I always like to say, I always like to lead off, make sure you're supporting all these kids in our communities by going and cheering them on at their middle school, high school, or even at the Parks and Rec level or the baseball league, whatever it is. Go out there and participate and cheer them on. I want to shout out real quick to a gentleman, Mr. Fuzzy Holt of Wanchese. I don't know that he has any grandbabies in the mix, but he goes out to the baseball games. I saw him this past Saturday when I was umpiring. He goes out to the baseball games and he cheers on those kids. He's a fantastic human, and I encourage you to do the same thing. Even if you don't have any kids, it's something fun to do on the weekends. Go to the baseball field, see who's playing. Just watch, enjoy. Good chance if you live in a small community like us, you're going to know the kids and the parents. So that's a lot of fun. So I encourage you to do those activities and go out there and support the local high school, middle school, and Parks and Rec athletics like baseball, softball, tennis. That's what's going on right now. All your trivia nights going on. Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden, Shipwrecks, Buffalo City Distillery, Sandtrap Tavern, Stripers, Outer Banks Distilling, New Vines, and a few others. You can find it all online. They're throughout the week, as well as live music that's taking place around as well. The Aquarium, they've always got tons of things going on throughout the week, but you got to make sure you make reservations for those things because they get filled up in there so tight, it gets so crazy in there. You've got to go online and make reservations, and you better do it ahead of time, if as far in advance as you can, to guarantee you get the time slot that you want. So I mean, that's ncaquariums.org or ncaquariums.com. One of the two. You'll figure it out. Google it. NC Aquariums. Sunday brunch going on at every Sunday at Cafe Pamlico and Bucks, and from 8 until noon. And they also have yoga on the patio every Tuesday and Thursday starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was down there hanging out with Tasha the other day at Inn on the Pamlico and Cafe Pamlico, and she was telling me all about it. You talk about a fantastic place. Inn on the Pamlico, Cafe Pamlico, wonderful spot to eat, wonderful spot to stay on Hatteras Island. Love that place very much. The Flying Pirate Half Marathon weekend is taking place this coming weekend, Friday, April 19th through Sunday, April 21st. You can go online to obxse.com for more information on how to participate or to see the list of events. Outer Banks Bike Week starts up next week, April 20th through the 28th. There's going to be events all over the place, longboards, Lucky 12, the Outer Banks Harley-Davidson in Harbinger. I believe they also have some folks hanging out at the one in Nag's Head. All the different, a lot of different bars and local businesses participate in Bike Week. I know that Stephen Gillis at State Farm, big Bike Week guy, big Bike Week guy. So lots of fun takes place during Bike Week, and that's April 20th through the 28th. The ESA Mid-Atlantic Surf Regional Championship is going to be happening April 26th, 27th, and 28th at Jeanette's Pier in Nag's Head. That's always a good time to go out and watch the surfers go out there and shred on those gnarly waves, bruh. Sorry, I had to do that. It's just whenever I talk about surfing, bruh, it's what I do, you know? Shred on that 5.6 all day, bruh. Yeah. Gnar, bruh. Anyway, all right, that's enough of that. The 12th annual Scallywags 5K, 10K, and half marathon is happening on Ocracoke Island, the 27th and the 28th. So there's something to do. You get your run on, just like with the Flying Pirate. First Friday in downtown Manio happening on May 3rd. There's going to be a tequila dinner on Monday, May 6th at Cafe Pamlico. You can get all those details online. And that's right after Cinco de Mayo. I think she's got a different name for it. It's called like Suzezo Mayo or something. I can't remember. I had it written down somewhere and I lost it. But hey, go online, in on the PamlicoSound.com to get the details on how you can reserve your spot for the tequila dinner on Monday, May 6th. And Kids Fest. Oh, love some Kids Fest. That's happening Friday, May 10th at Festival Park in Manio. All about the kids, all about keeping them going and having activities and things for them to do. I know they just had the State of the Child over at the Ramada in Kill Devil Hills. Went to that. That was a good event and kind of gave us some information that we needed in order to know how to take care of our kids. So this is also something great for the kids. It's Kid Fest. Again, Friday, May 10th at Festival Park in Manning. I believe it starts at 9 a.m., but I'll double check that time for you, okay? I don't have my computer in front of me. Otherwise, well, I do, but it's recording the podcast for me right now. Otherwise, I'd pull it up and look at it, but I believe it's at 9 a.m. Again, you can go online to OuterBanksThisWeek.com and get the details on all the dates, times for all of these happenings. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up. Oh, gosh. High Seas Pools and Spas.
At High Seas Pools and Spas, we believe dirty water sucks. We are a licensed and insured certified pool and spa maintenance and repair company servicing Ductomania. We offer seasonal and year-round pool and spa services with a special focus on flex rentals like Airbnb and VRBO. Need a new hot tub? We can do that too. Visit us online at highseasobx.com for more information. High Seas Pools and Spas, because dirty water sucks.
All right, yes, at High Seas Pools and Spas, where dirty water sucks. You know, I'm going to shout out to them real quick. I've got to let more shout outs. I said I only had five, ended up with like 10. But Chelsea and Bradley from High Seas Pools and Spas, they were on the podcast with me last week. And you talk about some fantastic people, some great human beings that pour back into our local community. That's them. That thing they're doing with the aquarium, the stickers, how a portion of the proceeds going back to the aquarium. Such fantastic people. If you are in need of maintenance on your pool or your hot tub, or you're looking for someone to manage all that stuff for you, High Seas Pools and Spas, highseasobx.com. I don't think I forgot anything. Did I forget anything? Nah, I don't think I did. I want to thank Kelly for coming in one more time to tell us all about Kelly's Automotive and the car show coming up in May. Next week, I'm going to be having Mr. Michael and Mr. Aaron from ELS OBX. They're going to be coming in talking about the lighting solutions and how they brighten up the Outer Banks in a shockingly amazing way. They're ready to brighten your day as well at ELS OBX. So we're going to have them in next week to talk about what they do and the things that they can provide you with. Fantastic. They're super nice folks. I just met Mr. Michael not long ago, but I've known Mr. Aaron for a little while, man. He's a fantastic guy. Mr. Michael is as well. So I can't wait to have them in here. All right. I reckon that's going to do it for me. It's episode 60. We have reached 60 episodes of the Outer Banks This Week podcast, which is all brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio. If it has doors, it can be yours at Kelly's Automotive. Yes, indeed. He is the hometown dealer for the hometown folk. And if you're on vacation, you can leave with new transportation. Go online at kellysobxauto.com. All right, I'm out of here. And in the words of the late, great Freestyle Bob, later.
This has been another epic edition of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Follow us on social media and be sure to listen every Thursday for a new episode.